Okay, welcome back to The Good, The Bad, The Natty. This is the actual episode 4. I think I called it episode 4 last time. But yeah, episode 4. So it's been actually quite a while since we last did one. What's happened since then? I've competed twice since then, actually, I think. I've done the UKUP.
Yeah,
I mean, UKUP, like I say, it's a good starting out federation. I wanted to just go and it's only about 15 minutes away from where I live, so I thought I'd just hop in and take the title again. When I set out this year, I really wanted to get the British title, but now one of Tom's clients is competing. I'm not too confident, but
she's still got to qualify at UKUP Midlands.
She'll win. She'll win.
I've got three in that, and I spoke to her about it, and then the other one who's doing it, Molly. And our plan was basically if we don't come away with an overall between one of, like, if one of them doesn't come away, that's a total failure. Like, we want the overall, that's it. Like, the classes don't matter. Like, one of them has to get the overall.
Yeah. See, going into the show, I thought, ooh, would there even be a chance that I was going to win the overall? And up until the last class, which was Bikini Athletic, and then this woman just came out, absolutely shredded, like quads, and I was like, oh, here we go. I'm sure Livy will do very, very well. She'll win a class. And
so we've got two classes that she's going into. She's doing the model class.
Ooh.
And she's got to do bikini posing, which she's essentially said, oh, I'll just learn that the week going in towards it. And then she's doing the toned figure. Then I've got Molly, who's doing the trained figure. And she's also doing the athletic bikini as well.
Is that Molly Motive on Instagram?
Yeah, Molly Motive.
Oh, I saw her at the weekend. Her arms are huge.
She's pretty good. she's doing the British. She's doing the tall class at the athletic, at the PCA. Yeah, tall athletic at PCA at the finals. So she's dialing it in for that.
Will she do UKUP finals, or is she just going to go...
So UKUP finals is the week after the Midlands, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yeah.
And then you've got one more week after that, and then that's the NABBA Universe.
Yeah.
So I'm probably going to put them in all three.
Oh, buzzing! Yeah, great.
If they make it to the finals.
If they make it, my ass.
When they make it.
Yeah.
Positivity.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Anyway, that was UKUP. It's obviously a good day. It's a nice little.
Yeah.
It's a nice little one. It's definitely good just to get you involved in bodybuilding for sure. Right. So there was the NABBA England that was this Sunday. Arguably one of the most anticipated shows, I guess, in terms of NABBA, because it's the final qualifier for the universe, really.
It's the only qualifier in the UK for the
universe. Is it? Oh, I didn't know that.
I don't think you're allowed to, unless you win, unless you're invited to Worlds.
Oh, I think actually some people at British Finals got an invite as well.
Oh, that might be it.
Yeah, because I know a junior who got one. I think he came second. So I think it must just be select few. Yeah.
Okay.
So... It kicked off with bikini. Interestingly enough, if you've never done a NABBA show and you're a bikini girl, I know a lot of the time people think NABBA is just, you know, bodybuilding.
Dream tan and condition.
Literally.
Dream tan and lumpy, weird, misshapen guys.
Well, I mean...
Sorry, go on.
Yeah, 90% of it was that, but... They did have, well, funnily enough, they've got a category, men's physique, and they call it board shorts.
I know. They drop a dog on them, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
It's like they just can't let go of, like, their old school.
No,
sort of
no.
But that's why NABBA lost three shows this year.
Really?
That's why, they don't make enough money to carry on as much. It was PCA to do it properly. NABBA, NABBA are down, going down the shitter very, very slowly.
Yeah. It is sad because I did actually really enjoy it, and like they treated us really well backstage. Like it was really great in terms of that. But so there's two bikini classes. There's Bikini Open, and then there's Bikini Masters. So they don't do a junior.
They have done before.
All right.
But yeah, they did one last year, but they obviously didn't get anyone to do it this year.
Mm. Yeah. So my teammate Dom took the title there, Miss England. And then I don't know. I don't know who came second and third. But it was a really good class. There was about 11, 12 of them. And it, you know what? It was really fair judging. I'd have thought in terms of that class anyway. Then there was the board shorts. I think I was looking at my phone. I'm not gonna lie. Like. I think some guy in yellow.
Entire class goes on, and you're like just scrolling through Instagram. You look back up, and it's like, oh, who's that? Oh, okay, I don't care as much.
Yeah, I do feel bad, but like, they weren't. It wasn't very competitive. Like, I
saw pictures, and there's like no one there who was like, I went to that first timers show, the PCA one.
Mm.
And the quality there was probably better for first timers. You know, these guys have kind of competed before. Mm. But the first timers quality was from men's physique. Well, PCA men's physique guys are fucking bang on.
Yeah. Like,
they're really good,
mm-hmm,
usually.
Definitely.
Anyway, where were we? What were you saying?
So there was the bikini class, the board shorts, sport shorts, whatever the man was calling it outside. And then went into classic, and classic was huge. There was like 20 of them. They couldn't fit on the stage. But unfortunately, there wasn't really any standout.
My God, you would be the harshest judge in the world. You would be like literally, no, none of you get a placing. All of you dead last.
They just weren't great. None of them screamed classic either.
No, but that's Nabba's problem is that they still think you can't set the weight class that low and expect people to look classic, because by the time you squeeze down to that weight class. I worked out how much I'd have to be, and it's like fucking retarded. It's like 10 kilo under my stage weight. Like, who the fuck is gonna pull themselves down to that and still look classic? The only guy who can do it is fucking Yannick.
Yeah, Yannick.
It's literally it. Like, he's still, you know, and even he started to lose some pop to his muscle when he pulled off like 5 kilo in a week.
Madman.
You know? So yeah, until Nabba changed their classic ruling. They're probably just gonna. It's just gonna just be a shit show, that classic class.
Yeah, which is a shame because I really enjoy classic.
Good.
Yeah, I like the posing. Yeah, it's a shame, and I think we've seen that in the fact that Josh, the overall winner, because he used to be classic, didn't he?
Right, but he used to do classic in PCA.
Yes.
He's.
Oh, he's way too big.
Way too big. Classic, yeah. For any other class, yeah.
Which is a shame because he's literally classic.
Yeah, like, he's very
the epitome.
What other classes? What do we move on to next? Classic. So, then what was?
There was a. What did they do? It was like mass. I think they did masters over 40s and masters over 50s. In the 40s. There was actually a guy wearing Dream Tan, and he just, you know when sometimes, like, Dream Tan just works?
Yeah.
It was incredible. But he was a standout. He was, I don't know, but, he was amazing. Dream Tan, shredded legs, small waist, big lats. He just had it all. And then by Masters over 50s, I think I was backstage.
Yeah, Masters over 50s. I saw the guy who won. I don't know his name. He wears glasses when he's on stage. Only a short guy. He got second last year, and he's obviously come back to take it.
Yeah.
That's a nice thing to see when someone's put in a year of work and come back better and taken it, and that's awesome. Mm. So, yeah. Mm,
yeah.
Anyway,
and then Oh, yeah, they took a break that was about 50 minutes long.
If your fucking show's running behind, you take a 10-minute break. The judges have a piss, down a protein shake, have a crap if they need one, and then get the hell back and sit back down and go, okay, guys, that's it, cool, let's get started. If your show is running behind, you don't make it an hour more behind.
Yeah. No, they had a break, and then it was Mr. Class 4, 3, 2, 1. Unfortunately,
midgets,
I didn't...
Almost midgets. Tall, almost tall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what we call them. They're gone.
Yeah. Well, it was getting close to the time that I thought, I think, I predicted I was going to be on stage at 4:30, so I was backstage chilling. Wasn't on stage until about 6, no biggie.
7. It was 7 when you were on stage.
Oh, yeah, it was like 7 when we got the results. Yeah.
Livy was telling me, she's like, I'm still not on stage, I'm just going to sit down and watch Friends on my like, okay, go for it. And I'm like, have you had all your food? And she's like, yeah. And I'm like, okay, just chill.
Yeah, that's all you could do. Yeah. But yeah, the I didn't get to see 4-3-2-1. Got to watch overall winners' routine and see them come backstage. They were all, you know... They're all great. If you're winning a Mr. Class at NABBA, you're going to be big, you're going to be shredded, you're going to be a bit of a freak.
So, Josh obviously got... He's in Class 3, isn't he?
I think so.
He's 3, isn't he? Ricky Varney got second... got first in Class 2.
Yes.
He was peeled out of his mind. Mm-hmm. I think I had him for the overall, to be fair. I know Josh's shape is lovely, and he's very, very classic, and he's got lovely structure, and, you know, he's peeled from the front, but Ricky is just granite from the back. But,
yeah. So that's quite interesting, really. Like, not necessarily conforming to what normally they would go for. But, like you say, I wasn't there in person watching them. But
I've only seen pictures.
I can imagine it was very closer.
Yeah, very. The guy who got second, I believe, in Class 3 was really good too. I think it was a black geezer. He's really good as well.
Yeah.
Class 3. Do you know what? Class 3 is going to be absolutely fucking ridiculous at the PCA British.
Wait, is Class 3, is that a little bit taller than midget, or is that...
That's a little bit taller than midget.
Right, okay. Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Is that the one that, Ross is in?
Imagine Eddie going... And now they're a little bit taller than the middle part. Yeah. If seven of them walk out, we can just go like, hi, ho.
Is that the one that Ross is in?
It's going to be good. You've got Ross, you've got Josh Kinsey, you got whoever that geezer is, that Oscar guy who's one of JP's boys.
Oh, yeah.
And then you've got
a
couple of others as well. So and then you've got Connor. He trains at Supps Gym. He trains in Bristol, over Bristol, where it's... Connor something. He's not the nicest shape.
Is it
like,
McMillan?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I've seen him on Instagram or something.
That's your top four right there. That's your top four.
Yeah.
And juggle them around any day, like any way, and no one would complain.
No.
Like they are all fucking brilliant.
Yeah. I mean, it will probably just come down to I don't know, maybe...
Who's more on? Yeah. Who's more on today?
Yeah, stage presence, who looks more confident, who's smiling more even, maybe.
Who's smiling?
Like...
You're all the fucking same, just one of you smiling.
Yeah, yeah.
What was after that? Was that you next?
It was Toned Figure, and there were... Was there 19?
19 ladies?
19 girls. I don't even know how we fit on the stage. Like, it wasn't a big stage, let me tell you that. It's not big at all.
I've competed on that stage.
Yeah, it is quite small. And I walked out and I was like, oh my God. And in this lineup was pretty much all of, not all, but a lot of the top names in Toned Figure, I think. You got Chloe, Molly, you got Liv, you got, who else have we got? There's this girl called...
Natasha was in it.
Yes,
you Natasha
was
in it. Yes,
she didn't place. No, she didn't. You know what? I felt so awkward as well because they got the name calling mixed up. So they went number 6, Caitlin Hill. I was number 14.
Yeah.
And obviously, I was in 6th place, but they were saying like numbers in the number badge.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
So I walked out and then I was like, wait, number six. And then Natasha walked out and I think my dad's got a video. Honestly, we were stood there for about 30 seconds and they were like trying to, it was really bad and I just felt absolutely horrible because it's not hard to get a name right. Like.
No, that's really bad.
Yeah.
So she didn't place, did she?
No, unfortunately.
But she wasn't, was she in the first call-outs?
She was in one of the call-outs, yeah, she was in one of the call-outs, I believe.
So she was almost in a top spot. Do you know what it is? I saw pictures or something, her legs aren't in yet. She's like, upper body is almost there, her legs just...
I think she was speaking about it on a story, and she actually mentioned that. I think she listens to these podcasts as well, she's told me.
That's great, I just insulted her.
She did say that, and like, she knows exactly... what it is, but she's got a beautiful shape and
she's proper good.
Oh yeah,
good.
Yeah, amazing. I mean, I was so scared going into it, and no one's ever going to be able to take away from the fact that she was third at the universe and she was Miss England last year, and I think she was Miss UK maybe.
And PCA British champ.
Yeah no one can take that away from her.
I remember
the tall one. Yeah, no, absolutely brilliant. And she's really, really lovely. Yeah. Who else? There's this, do you know someone called Louise? Eldrum, maybe? I'm not sure. But I've seen her at quite a few shows recently. She came in fifth. But yeah, so you've got Molly Beresford, Livy, Rebecca Hewitt. She hasn't competed in 3 years. She was the one that came third. Yeah, so it was a good comeback for her, getting third and invite to the universe, back with a bang.
How many got invites? Just the top three?
Just the top three, yeah. Yeah. I don't know if they've done more in the past or not, but yeah.
I don't think so, no.
Yeah, it was, it was a brilliant class. I mean, there was a lot of girls, a lot of tall girls, a lot of blonde girls. Like, I think...
A lot of tall girls. And you're just like, it's like, tall,
yeah. No, all six of us were blonde as well. Like,
I know. What I'm going to do then, every figure girl I put in Naba, I'm going to be like, right, love, listen, right. I know you're black, but you need to dye your hair.
Yeah. But yeah, no, it was a really great class. I enjoyed it. Unfortunately, they didn't play my music. Like, I was just stood there like,
You're like, oh, I enjoyed Naba, it was great. They fuck up the timing, they fucked up the timing, and there was too many of us on stage. It was a great day.
No, it actually was, though. Like, I don't know why. Maybe it's just because I love competing, but yeah.
So what else? So then you had athletics.
Yes, athletic. I had no idea what way it was going to go. I didn't even know that Natalie Crockford was doing it. As soon as she did it, I saw her backstage, I was like, okay, we've got our winner here. But I thought Rhea would, you know, Rhea, Dan's girl as well.
Yeah.
She gets shredded. She won the Welsh. I thought she'd give her a good run for her money for sure. And
guess how many competitors Dan had that day?
12.
17.
What?
17, I think he said. 17 across two shows or three shows or something like that. It's like fucking insanity.
He had so many.
I didn't realize he had that many competitors. Like, wow. like I don't know if that all just boiled down to one that he had been planning, but I know he likes the Naba shows and the PCA shows and sort of flits the girls between the two.
Wow.
But yeah, I could not do that. That would be fucking... And he was judging on the same day.
Mm-hmm.
He was judging. What the fuck? I'd have to sit there and have like a team around me. Like, all right, okay, is this one all right? Okay, call this one for me. Like,
oh, my God.
It's crazy. But, yeah, no, so that's good. Who else did athletic? Anyone else you know?
Cal's girl, Emma, she's done quite a few. She's done quite a few.
Cal, might be Cal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She did athletic, but there was, I think there was about three or four girls who actually got pulled up into trained.
Oh, they do that now.
Yeah, no, they pulled them up into trained. There was this really, really beautiful woman from Liverpool. She, I backstage, there was someone, like, it sounded like someone was smacking someone for about 10 minutes. And then all of a sudden, she comes out and she's, like, glowing. But it honestly, it looked amazing. And she was telling me that she's natural as well. And I was like, no, she was. Like, I can believe it.
Naturally inclined to lie. No, okay, carry on. I believe her. No, I do, yeah.
No, I'll send you her profile. She's very, very good. Beautiful physique. Yeah, but, yeah, so quite a few actually got pulled up into trained. But I don't think anyone was going to beat Emma in trained. Emma, Miss World.
Yeah, what's her name? Michelle Innes was doing it as well, wasn't it?
Oh, was she the one that won PCA?
British. She was in third at that one, just gone at the another. I think she was a little off. She's not looking the same as she did last year. I don't know what it is. She's just not as something's off. I don't know. You know when you look at physique and you just can't
put, yeah.
Just doesn't look as, because last year she smoked everyone.
Yeah.
Like she absolutely, but she's doing, I think she's doing tomorrow.
Yes. I don't know what she's done since Sunday, but I've actually, I saw her on Brad Willis's girlfriend's story and she looked mental. So whether she's done something in the past week or so.
Yeah, like if you don't play your best card for two, you don't play with what works. Like, if you're doing that, that's all you care about. So Nava was probably just a trial.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Wrong. I don't know, but yeah, no, that wasn't... I don't know what happened, but yeah, she's absolutely unbeatable.
Yeah, it'll be interesting tomorrow, definitely. I think there's going to be so many people coming from other countries that it's going to be a bit of a...
Who the fuck is that sort of situation?
Yes, I reckon for the majority of classes... It's going to be someone coming in from a different country and just being an absolute freak, to be honest with you.
Right. What class? Should we go on to oh, God, that's... You know when we were like, oh, it'll take 20 minutes to go over both shows?
Oh,
it's like 34 and we've only done one.
Okay. 22 minutes on
here. Right, let me brush through first timers. Yeah, they're all ace. Cool, it's good.
Yeah.
That was it. They're all good. Let's go. right, so first, juniors didn't see... what was next after that? Like masters guys, both were pretty conditioned. One of them can put, no. There's three. I think there's three. Top two were pretty conditioned. Masters 40s. One couldn't pose for Toffee, but and he got second. And then the guy who won was pretty good, to be fair. The 50s were good. The guy that won was absolutely granite.
I've seen pictures of him. Yeah. Yeah.
Seen him. Yeah, he's real good. He's real good. What else after that? Where are we on now? What comes after those?
After that, it'll be in short toned.
Yeah, short toned. Yeah.
I saw toned. She looked really good, the short one.
Yeah, I can't remember her name. I believe it was one of Dan's girls as well. The placings were a little bit like you could have mixed them around a little bit, and no one would have really minded. But they were all okay. Again, I'm really crap with the names. I don't know them.
Yeah, I know the girl that.
Stuff, but
yeah, I know the girl that came in third, Lindsay. I just know her. She came third. She started off prep 15 weeks ago, and she's changed a lot, like a lot. I think a lot of the girls that have done figure will have done that. They'll have gone from being quite like having a big bulk up. A lot of them have just had a lot of weight to pull off. So fair play to all of them.
No, it's tough. So then who else after that? Then the tall toned, which was who's the girl who got second? I know Molly does her posing practice with her.
Was that the one in the green bikini?
Was
it she in the green bikini?
Yeah, she was like, do you know her?
I don't know her, but I've seen her on Instagram. Like she's got a six in her whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. So she's she was good. The girl who won was I believe she had like loads of tattoos, but she was really, really good. But I can't remember that girl's name, the one in the green bikini, but I spoke to her briefly at the show, and I said, oh, you know Molly and all of this, and she was like, we were supposed to be doing athletic figure, but she softened herself up in the week going in because her legs wouldn't come in. So essentially her coach or whoever she had like overseeing it was like, yeah, like we're just going to like fill you out and smooth you over like horrendously. So like they carved the living crap out of her and were like, yeah, you spilled, that'll do. And they brought her on, you could see it, like they brought her on stage deliberately softer because she what her legs aren't in enough for athletic.
Interesting.
Like she would have got smoked. She would have got smoked in athletic.
Yeah.
So it, smart idea to bring herself down for tone. Wow. But she says, I'm going to year out and then go back up to athletic.
So. Very interesting. Yeah, because she had, it was a bit weird. Like I could tell that she was really developed in the midsection.
Yeah, like, but it's massive abs.
But it was as if there was like a little film on it, so that must have been the carb up.
That's exactly what they'd done.
Yeah.
Right, what's that? What was after that?
Athletic.
Yeah.
I saw a picture of the girl that won. She just looked athletic, didn't she, really? I mean, it's really great for a first time.
I didn't really see much of it, to be fair. That was the problem. I didn't really see much of them, like those girls. I don't know if I had to get someone backstage or something. And then trained, they were like, the girl who won that was like skinned out of her mind.
Really? I haven't seen any pictures of that. I didn't even know there was a trained
category. Oh, no, bugger, no, because she was in athletic tall. That was it. Sorry, I'm telling a lie. Yeah, athletic tall. She was like, she was just peeled. Like, yeah. She
didn't necessarily have the mass, though. So I reckon she can probably cruise into finals if she's doing it.
Yeah. But if she softened up, she could go back down to stay in athletic.
Yeah.
And like not be moved up, because if she's too hard, she'll get moved up to train, and then you're just in a shit pool because you've been moved up because you're too conditioned, but you're not on the muscle. It's like it's what happened to Emily Brand last year. So
yeah, I've got a teammate at the minute, and at the Midland show actually, it was like her legs honestly like shredded, so that as soon as literally. She walked out and they went, bye. And she came backstage and she was like, what am I going to do? And I said, well, you just got to go and give it your all, really, haven't you? I mean, they've told you to do it for a reason, and it maybe not now you can do amazing in that category, but if you add a bit of size,
you'll be
like Emily's done. I mean, she's amazing now in trained, so, yeah.
Yeah, she's good. Right, what's next? Bikini classes. I had a girl competing in the medium. No, men's physique. Sorry, tell a lie. Men's physique. So I had a guy competing in the medium class in men's physique.
Mm-hmm.
A guy called Craig. He was really good. Came in really conditioned. They were flitting between him and we were like first and second, but like he did deserve second. The guy who beat him was just a bit more muscular and just not shape wise. Shape wise, they were very much evenly matched, but the guy who won was just bigger. Their condition was pretty much the same.
Mm.
The guy who won was like thicker from the back, so it's like fair enough.
Yeah.
Then I had a guy in the tall men's physique class. That was actually a really tough lineup. That's like fair play. Like the top, you could have got a top six out of that and took them all to the British, and no one would have complained.
Mm.
I think there was like 11 in the class. And then there was like one guy who was like clueless, who was like really fat on stage. I was like, oh, shame.
Shame. Did
you say, oh, shame? Anyway, who else? So Lloyd, he got third. Really happy with that. He was stressing like shit leading into the show, but there we go. Then we got to the bikini. The bikini junior was good. She was, I can't remember her name. Do you know that Sophie Brewster? It was her client who won the juniors. She posing was really good, and like Sophie's like a bastard for condition, so like she was really conditioned, so good. And then you had bikini short. I don't know if anyone in that. Oh yeah, I did. Yeah, I had someone in short. This is where the criteria was like a bit funny. It was like, oh, okay, so we'll go for like a balance of everything in junior bikini, but we'll go to short bikini and we'll just completely go for condition. Because the girl, there's like a girl who got like third or second or something, and she was like peeled to shit, but she had like no muscle. She was not a big girl at all. She was not massively muscular, or she didn't even have like bikini muscle. Do you know what I mean?
Right, okay.
Yeah, it was a little bit weird. They were just all over the place with the judging there, but then they sort of like, but then after that it was like sound, like medium class was like normal again. But yeah, my girl Rachel did the short class, and she didn't place, unfortunately. Medium class was just standard, tall class standard, and then like Then I had one in the Masters bikini.
Okay.
And she won. She won. She walked wow. out. She walked out, hit the front pose and won.
Yeah.
She didn't mean to do anything else. Like, so I said, but she fucking forgot to move her hair. Like, you know,
oh,
when they,
on the back pose, yeah.
One side so that they can show their back off.
Yeah.
She forgot to do it, and I shouted at her. Like that. And then she was like, oh, and then she just moved. And her back's like real peeled. So
yeah.
it was like a reveal. It's like we planned to do that.
Yeah. I do love Masters category because of the maturity, they can get so lean.
Yeah, they're certainly able to get a lot more condition. Yeah, Kelly was peeled.
Mm.
She was really. I actually had her down for the. She was doing the overall, and I was like they don't normally go for Masters bikini girls. I don't know why, but
yeah,
it is what it is. But like between her and the trained bikini girl, I had it, but they obviously just wanted the trained girl. But she was very, very good. The trained bikini girl was fucking.
Oh
good.
My god, yeah. First time.
Girl. She was lovely. She was so sweet to you as well. She was really nice.
Yeah. Wow. That's all I have to say. Like,
fucking huge. She was like asking me backstage. She was like, "I'm not too small for train bikini, am I?" I'm like, "Love, you're almost too big."
It's people like that that you can imagine. Like, I'm sure she's put a lot of effort in, but people like that who, they're a first time competitor and they've just kind of. Not rolled up, because I'm sure she's put so much effort in, but the ones that you know someone's going to go far when you ask them, so what's your training like, what's your diet like, and they're like, oh, I do a bit of this and that, and they look like that.
I know what you mean, yeah. No, I had a guy that I worked with for a natural show. He did a BMBF one.
Mm.
No, not BMBF, tell her like UKDFBA, yeah. Right? So he walked up. You can still do them. Why didn't you do those?
I don't know. Well, the one in Manchester was the day after the Manchester show. So, I mean, I technically I could have done it, but I didn't. And then the other one was the same day as another show. I regret not doing one, but at the end of the day... I don't think I'd have been able to get to the finals. So the finals was Sunday, same as NABBA England, and that's all the way in Perth.
Oh, fuck that.
And yeah, I wouldn't have been able to get back to school, which is a shame. Like, I'd have liked to have done it, but...
I worked with a guy. I was like, all right, Jackson, let me go. He's a black guy. He's from an island off the coast of Africa called São Tomé. It means St. Thomas. And it's like population of like sod all people, yeah. They speak Portuguese because it was like colonized by like Portuguese, and he's basically. So he came to me, and I knew him from the gym, and he's jacked. And everyone in the gym's like, oh, he's definitely taking stuff. He's like this, and I'm like, the guy doesn't have a fucking clue. Like in terms of like drug use,
yeah.
Like, there's no way. Like he's not gonna just go up to some guy and go, oh, have you got some of this? Yeah, okay, I'll take a fistful of these tablets a day. Like he wouldn't do that. Like he's like really worried about it and like against it and like everything. And so he goes, I've only got 10 weeks until the show, and I'm like, okay, all right, we'll just have to graft you and see how well we can do. Like it's the first time the show, like let's see. So I looked at his like initial plan, not his initial plan, he's like almost like consultation. So I looked at what he was doing. He was eating on average 150 grams of protein a day, if that, sometimes 100 grams a day. Yeah.
Mm.
His diet was a protein shake in the morning with a banana. It was a chicken salad or something, in his words, something healthy for lunch. And then he would train, and then he would have another protein shake after the training. And then he would have whatever his wife cooks him for dinner.
Oh my god.
That was his diet. And he used to train for 3 hours a day.
Oh my god.
Like 2.5 to 3 hours. And he was like, he did like every fucking for like so many sets. And he was like, but he was like jacked. He was like absolutely, I can't remember what weight he was on stage. I'll get your pictures up at some point.
Yeah.
But yeah, like he was absolutely.
So what what did you do going into a show? Did you feed him up?
Bumped his protein up. Yeah, so no, like this is like how, like people don't realise, like there are people with good genetics, like you've got good genetics, especially for like the age you are and the development you have, you do,
yeah.
But like this guy is the 0.001% of people who get into bodybuilding, like he was growing in a deficit essentially, like, you know, and has been, and he's been training for like 10 years, and he's, you know, It's just ridiculous. Like, he's got beautiful shape and structure, and, you know, he just grows like a weed. Yeah, so I bumped his protein up to 250 grams.
Mm.
Yeah. I put cardio in and reduced his... So I put cardio in. I can't remember what we did, but we just did started probably with just, like, some incline walk or treadmill or something. Made sure he's keeping an eye on his steps in the day. And we put his calories up, essentially, and I took his training down, and that was pretty much it. And then every week he would, like... He was like dropping only like a kilo each week, like roughly. But yeah, but he was getting tighter and bigger at the same time. And I'm like, Jackson, like, you know, you get drug tested, like, you best not be using anything. And he's like, no, I'm not. And I goes, I'm like, okay, well, like, if you want to use stuff and you want to go towards like a non-tested show, we can do that instead. And he's like, no, honestly, I'm not using anything. I'm like, okay, like, fucking hell, let's just see. And then we just keep going. And then like 1 week, I remember I took away something like 20 grams of fat out of his diet because we had a bit of fats in there that I thought, okay, we'll pull these now and see. So he took out something like some peanut butter that equated to about 20 grams of fat in his diet, changed his treadmill to a Stairmaster for the same duration. And then I actually got him to take his training down from like 5 days a week down to 4 days a week that week.
Yeah.
Instead, because I was like, okay, you can probably dial it back a bit now that we're getting to the show. We don't need to batter you anymore. He sent me pictures on that week where we decided to make those changes. He sent me pictures the following week. He had striated glutes the following week. He got glutes in a week.
Oh my god!
I was like, what the fuck? Like this is fucking insane.
What year was this?
This was not last year. The year before, 2017. No, 2018. It was last year.
Did he win?
Yeah. Wiped the floor with everyone.
Oh my god!
Absolutely wiped the floor. Like, blew them all away. Like he walked out, hit front relaxed, and he'd already won.
Oh my god!
Yeah, he was insane.
What's he up to now, then?
We went to PCA. I got a message from Ryan Alexander, head of the PCA, and he was like, Tom, your guy's really good. Do you want to put him into a PCA show? And I'm like, oh, there isn't any. And he goes, no, we've got the Muscle Talk show. And I was like, oh, shit, yeah, of course. So I put him into the Muscle Talk show.
Mm.
He did novice class there, and he won that. he won a non-tested show. He beat, like, seven other guys. And, like, walked up, yeah, he kicked their ass as well. He was absolutely insane. So we just kept him dieting for, like, 2 more weeks and then brought him in. He was only, like, I think he was the same weight. We didn't even drop any more weight. And then there was a show the day after, and I was like, and this, oh, dude, this guy was so pissed off because Jackson beat him. He's, like, this big Polish geezer who, like, if you looked at him, you just, like, and you weren't in bodybuilding, you'd go, oh, that's a meathead Roy.
Yeah.
You look like one of them, right? And then, and he was so fucked off that Jackson beat him. He was, like, complaining on Facebook. He was, like, bitching and crying and, like, whinging. And then and then Jackson, the next day, goes to another show. Yeah, it's, like, a small show run by a guy called Rob Ronaldo. And this guy's at that show again. And then Jackson's in the same fucking class.
Yes. Yeah.
And Jackson got second and this guy got third. The guy that won was Brad Lockin. And then Jackson did the overall as well and got, like, second in the overall as well. I think, or third, second or third in the overall. And I was, yeah, it might have been third. And,
I love I people like that are just...
Yeah, he's like, but like, he's so, like, so just, I don't know, he's not spit and sawdust bodybuilder. And like, he was doing like milking his oats because he thought that was okay. And I was like, no, dude, you can't, like, you've got to change over to water because it's extra calories.
Oh my god.
And he was like, oh, but I don't like the taste with water. I'm like, fuck it, you're good enough, just do the milk. I mean, so yeah, like, yeah, it was kind of funny, but yeah, he's going for his pro card next year.
Wow, what, like, IFBB?
Yeah, we're going for it, like, natural. Yeah,
he's that would make history.
We're gonna do classic class. He's not big enough to do men's class, but we'll do classic.
Interesting. Oh my god.
He's doing the one in Portugal. Say that again.
Oh, that is, you like pretty much make history. Like, in terms of,
yeah, I don't think he'll be the first. He'll be an actual natural IFBB pro, which is like every fucking YouTuber and their dog is a natural IFBB pro, but they're not really natural.
What do you think about Keon? You know, the classic guy, the really short one. Do you reckon he is?
No, probably not. No. Is he on the Olympia stage?
Yeah.
Then he's not.
Fair play. Yeah. Oh, that's well interesting. Definitely some. Does he have Instagram? I feel like he won't have Instagram.
No, he doesn't.
No, I bet. I know the exact type of person that he is. Like, I can just imagine it.
Yeah, like, he literally, like, turns up at shows, and everyone's like, fuck, like, who is this guy? I didn't see him coming in.
Because everyone's always, everyone always looks on Instagram and finds people. Oh, my God.
Yeah,
I really want to see him now.
No, I'll send you a picture in a bit, but yeah, he's fucking crazy good. And, like, no one at the gym believes me. Like, the gym owners, like, none of the PTs, they're like, no, he's definitely using stuff. And I'm like, no, he's not. He's, like, so glued to
Oh, you've just gone. Hang on. You're like, ooh. Hello. Oh, dear. Hello.
No, there you go.
Yeah, I can, like, I can hear you, but you're a little bit blurry.
Oh, okay. How about now? Is that better?
Yeah. I mean, I can hear you, so that's fine.
Okay, cool. Yeah, no, until you prep, like, a true genetic freak, you don't, nobody knows, like,
yeah, you can't fathom, yeah.
How easy they have it. Like, dieting at the end, he was like, I'm getting a little bit tired now. You know, my missus says I'm getting a little bit. Like, oh, okay. Like, and it was like, Jackson, you've done like a 10-week prep, like, chill. And he's like, no, you know, I'll do a couple more and then I'm done. And I'm like, okay, anyways. But this is funny as well. So he's brilliant, actually, to be fair. He's a lovely guy. He's really, really sound. And he was working the night before his show doing doors as a bouncer.
Oh, my God.
He was working until 3 a.m.
Standard.
And like, I'm like, you need to get off your legs though, mate. Like, you need to not have, like, fluid in your legs. You need to stay off them. And he's like, oh, okay, well, I'll just put my legs up when I get back. I'll just have a few hours nap on the sofa and then we'll just go to the show. And I'm like, yeah, okay. And he, like, drove me to the show. And I'm like, I'm 3 hours sleep.
What a guy.
He just doesn't give a shit. Like, he's brilliant. Like.
Oh, my God. See, that's the thing about, like, not overcomplicating stuff, like, I mean, just stuff like that. But I mean, obviously, he's a bit of a genetic freak. Well, of a genetic freak, but still.
But this is the thing as well. Like, I said to a few people as well. If he decided to use stuff,
oh my God,
like, he went on gear. I said he would be an IFBB pro within 2 years, like a full fledged bodybuilding pro.
Yeah, like competitive in pro league.
Yeah, competitive in the pro ranks within 2 years, maybe three, maybe four if we were pushing it. But he's like 31 now, I think, or 32. So he's coming up to that point. But I said to him before, I was like, are you going to use stuff? And he goes, oh, maybe in the future. Like, if I turn pro and I wanted to compete as a pro, then I might. And I'm like, okay, well, that's cool.
But has he, like, out of interest, has he developed more of a passion for bodybuilding, like, since he competed? Like,
yeah.
Oh, you've gone again. Oh, where are you? Hello? Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, this is really professional of us.
Yeah, you listening, this is proper professional. I think you're good now. What were you saying, sorry?
Oh, I can't remember. He's awesome.
Right.
He's probably going to turn.
Yeah, I don't know what's happening with this, but we've come up to like 43 minutes anyway. We've blabbed on. We'll call it a day. So this one, we said Nabba England was a great day, but then I just said loads of stuff that contradicted it, but it was a great day. We spoke, literally ran through PCA first timers overall. It was pretty good.
Averagely good.
Yeah, it was pretty good. Then we did a massive spiel on good old Jackson, who I have no idea who he is.
Yeah, well, I'm going to get the pictures up for you.
Yeah.
Everyone's going to fucking ask
us. Yeah, everyone's going to message you.
Who is this guy? He's got Facebook.
Yeah. Does he have Facebook?
No.
Oh, amazing.
He's like the guy that like turns up at a national level show and everyone's like, who the fuck are you?
Yeah. I want to be able to do that in 2021. Like, I want to rock up to a show.
You can't come off social media.
Me? Yeah, no, I probably can't. No, what I'll do though is like, I'll take a load of pictures in off season when I am like chunky and just keep posting them throughout 2021 and then just rock up one day.
Yeah, Mishka just suggested that I do that at some prep as well. Don't tell anyone you're prepping. Just keep reposting off-season pictures.
Yeah.
No, I suggested it when you were doing it ages ago.
Yeah. When I was doing it ages ago, she was just like, just keep posting the fat pictures up.
Like, yeah, no, actually, I didn't even realise that you were competing at UKUP. You kept that one quiet, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, that was good, wasn't it? I told like 3 or 4 people in the gym, and then I just like rocked up and I was like, yo, I'm here to do classic Ooh. Class because it's the only bodybuilding class we've got.
Yeah. They actually had a really good class at the Northern one. There was like the top 3 or 4 were like proper full-on bodybuilders, but...
Nice. Well, that gives me no hope whatsoever for my 18-year-old lad going in at the weekend in like 2 weeks' time.
You know what? He's going to have a good day. He's going to have a good day.
For God's sake.
No, but no, actually, pack him some shorts, ask... How many are doing men's open?
I'm not teaching him men's physique coaching for the next 2 weeks. Physique is like a swear word to him. He's like, he's like 18 and already like Jay Cutler is my idol sort of thing. So
yeah, no, I am excited to see how far he goes.
Yeah, he'll be good.
He's got a nice shape.
Right. Are we calling it there?
Yes, we are, because we'll just keep talking otherwise. Well, thank you very much for listening, and not sure when the next podcast will be, but it'll.
After Two Bros, we'll do one after Amateur Olympia.
After the Amateur Olympia, and then if we can fit one in before PCA finals, great. If not,
Those two together. Now that's one people listen to.
That is one, yeah, definitely. And I really hope there's like a controversial result. That'd be great. Yeah. All right, thank you very much. See you later.
Yeah.